Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cyfrowy Polsat 2017 results conference call. I will now give the floor to Mr. Tobias Sommer, CEO of the Cyfrowy Polsat. Sir, you may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the summary of Cyfrowy Polsat Group results for 2017. Let me open the presentation with key event. As expected, Roam Like at Home regulation was the major challenge that we faced last year. Today, Polish customers can use their devices while abroad almost free of charge, which impact our revenue and EBITDA. We are working hard to mitigate this impact step by step, which can be clearly seen already in Q4 results. As for opportunities, we are very excited that the Champions League is returning to Polsat. Starting from September 2018, we enter a two-year period of exclusive rights to this highly attractive content. Another development that we are involved in are our strategic investments. As the Netia transaction is still under investigation by the antitrust office, we will not comment much on that today. However, I can say that the new channels added to the TV Polsat family in December are already generating returns very fast. Last but not least, very good operational results, driven mainly by our consistent multi-play strategy. Our services are selling very well. Now I will ask Maciej to present the results of our broadcast and TV production segment. Maciej?
Thank you, Tobias. I'm happy to say that it has been another quarter during which we achieved good viewership results, exactly in line with our strategic assumptions. Our main channel, with a market share of 12% in the commercial target group, was one of the leading TV stations in the reported period. Together with our thematic channels, we had 24.4% viewership, comparable to previous year's result. I perceive this as a very strong result given our strategic approach. Let's see how we converted our viewership results into the sales of advertising airtime. First of all, I would like to draw your attention to the broader market dynamic that looks much more favorable than in the previous quarters. In the fourth quarter, TV ad market grew by 5.6% year-on-year after a relatively flattish opening of the year. What's more important, our advertising and sponsored revenue grew in line with market dynamics, over 5% year-on-year, and we continue delivering 27% market share in TV ad market. I see these results as very strong and in line with our long-term strategy. As I keep repeating, our quarterly performance is important. However, the TV business needs to be analyzed in the longer perspective. The full year results eliminate all of the influence of seasonality of our programming, even though this is time it's still affected by a high base effect of the UEFA Euro 2016 event. Nevertheless, our main TV channel and the entire group achieved the results which are very strong and in line with our long-term strategy. Our channels represented almost one-fourth of the total market audience share, and we continue to be successful with our long-term goals on very fragmented TV market. Solid viewership results, as usual, are directly translated into healthy advertising performance. In full year 2017, our revenue from TV advertising and sponsoring grew twice faster than the market and almost 3%, when TV ad market grew by 1.3%. Please bear in mind this result has been delivered despite one-off effect of UEFA Euro 2016 impacting the reference point. I believe I can summarize 2017 was a very good year for the performance of TV Polsat channels, which can be clearly seen on the following slide. The table on the page number 12 summarized two years' performance of our TV production and broadcasting segment in order to eliminate one-off effect of UEFA Euro 2016. When we skip 2016 as non-representative year for our operations, you can see that we grew our TV broadcasting revenues by 10% in two-year horizon. What's more important, we keep our costs under control, which at the end of the day resulted in 13% EBITDA growth over two years period. Just to summarize 2017, it was very strong year for us in terms of viewership performance, great ad sales results, keeping costs under control, and finally, what's more important, translated to high EBITDA. Finalizing my part, this is a good moment to give you our guidance for 2018. And the good news is, as having observed fourth quarter of 2017 and current sales results, I can raise our expectations concerning TV advertising market growth. Currently, we see it growing at middle single-digit rate, which would be a clear rebound after a relatively stagnant 2017. Obviously, we would like to take our share in this favorable market momentum. And that's all on my part. Now let me hand over to Tobias.
Thank you, Maciej. Now we will move to the bigger part of our business. First of all, let's look at slide 14. Over 1.5 million multi-play customers acquired over 4 years is a result that we are very proud of. Smartphone keeps selling very well, and I can confirm that this good moment is continued also in the first quarter of this year. As a result, more and more of our customers enjoy benefits of our bundle offers, which result in a very low churn ratio. Good sales of our multi-play products translate into a strong performance of our individual product lines as well. As presented on slide 15, we continue building our base of contract services. In 2017, we decided to invest more in our marketing, especially relating to the mobile telephone segment. As a result, Q4 was a very strong period with almost 70,000 mobile net additions. The full year result, net additions of over 200,000 services. This is a very good result. We are also very happy with the sales result of our pay TV offering. We are successfully upselling additional multi-room and OTT products to a stable base of about 3.5 million DTH customers. As a result, we added 176,000 services year to year. Finally, our internet base is constantly growing. We believe that we continue to be the biggest provider of mobile internet in Poland. Moving to page 16, 2 quarters ago, we flagged clearly that Roam Like at Home will stabilize contract ARPU in the short term, and that is exactly what we can see on the graph. The roaming drag will still be with us in the first half of 2018. As expected, we proactively work to mitigate this pressure. The prepaid segment is actually very stable after the SIM registration process was finalized. As presented, our base of 2.8 million is very solid and provide a high ARPU of about 20 zloty. Not many comments on this segment necessary at this time. To sum up the whole section of operational results, I can say we are delivering a stable organic growth of our business by taking care of all key parameters: customer base, churn ratio, and ARPU. Let's see how the good operational results reflected in financial results.
Thank you, Tobias. Good afternoon, everyone. Operating results presented by Tobias and Maciej are positively reflected in the financial results for 2017 and for the fourth quarter. On slide 19, you can see that year-on-year, 2017 revenues have increased by 1%, and EBITDA year-on-year has very slightly decreased. However, if we compare apples to apples, which means decreasing 2016 results by impact of euro and increasing 2017 by impact of Roam Like at Home regulation, EBITDA would have grown by the three-digit amount. Free cash flow has increased in 2017, slightly above our previous guidance, but I will elaborate on it later in the presentation. What is important, regardless of the fact that we have spent cash on 32% of Netia and the acquisition of TV channels in December 2017, our net debt to EBITDA ratio is still below 3 and decreasing in the following months. On slide 20, quarter Q4 revenues have increased. However, Q4 EBITDA was mainly under negative impact of Roam Like at Home regulation, which you will see on the next slides. Coming back to the revenue growth, on this slide you can see that in 2017, revenue was at a stable growing trend, bearing in mind, of course, Q3, where the comparative period had higher revenues from Euro 2016, but in the other quarters you can clearly see how the revenues were increasing. If we pass to the quarterly EBITDA analysis, you can see the positive first two quarters. Then in Q3 it was really under a very high pressure of Euro 2016 and 62 million of Roam Like at Home regulation, which was obviously a negative impact. And in Q4 you can see that the decrease in EBITDA is only due to the Roam Like at Home regulation. So basically, looking at quarter by quarter results, in 2017 we were a very stable business that was occasionally impacted by external regulations. Passing to the next slide, as some say cash is king, you can see that the composition of our cash flow. In net cash used in investing activities, you have 638 million for less than 33% of shares in Netia, slightly over 90 million for shares in SK TV, Polo TV, and minority interest in Focus and Nova. Then we have scheduled payments related to our indebtedness and 1 billion of overdraft. By the way, we have already significantly decreased our overdraft facility by today. And last but not least, 200 million dividend payment from August. Now, as I promised, let's pass to free cash flow. As I mentioned on one of the first slides, our free cash flow was slightly higher than we previously anticipated. Looking at the right part of the slide, you can see the clear reason for that. This was a temporary increase in short-term operating liabilities in the second half of December. By now, this has decreased to the previous levels. Now let's pass to the subject that I think now became a more interesting part. I'd like to spend some more time than usually talking about our debt. As you have noticed, in 2017, in order to repay the Light Night bonds in the first half of the year and to have the flexibility in acquisition of shares in Netia, SK and Polo TV, we have drawn our revolving facility in full, which slightly increased our net debt. But still, our net debt to EBITDA ratio did not increase over the level of 3. If you look at the graph on the upper right, you can see our debt maturing profile as at December 31st, 2017. As you have learned from our current reports, in the course of February, we have renegotiated some of our debt parameters, and among others, we have changed the debt maturing profile to the one that is presented below on the right. We have prolonged the facility by 2 years and changed the amortization in such a way that starting from 2019, the facility will be repaid in equal installments of approximately 1 billion for 3 years, and we have one bullet payment in 2022. Our Polish bonds have remained as they were. As I mentioned, we have amended more than just the maturity profile of our debt, and the summary of the main parameters is presented on the next slide. Here in the second bullet we have quite an important amendment. We have changed the level of leverage at which we can remove the collateral from our debt facility from 175 to 3. Obviously, we have removed the amount limitation our facility had on acquisition of further shares in Netia, what we have anticipated in the first stage of acquisition of Netia. Other main parameters of our debt, such as other main covenants, margins or dividend payment possibility, have remained unchanged. Also, the amount of our basic debt has not increased. Summarizing my part, we are a stable and sound business. We managed to successfully renegotiate our debt facility in order to allow some more flexibility and acquisition of further shares in Netia. our goal of decreasing our leverage to 1.75 remains intact. Thank you very much, and now let's pass to the summary by Tobias.
Thank you, Kasia. Just to summarize our presentation, let's look at our objectives for 2017. I believe we can safely claim that we delivered everything that we promised a year ago. Our TV broadcast segment delivers very stable viewership results and keeps growing its advertising revenue. Our customer base is effectively saturated with new services, which drives our RGU base up, building ARPU level and improve satisfaction of our customers. On the financial side, a very strong performance. High margins translate into high cash generation, which allow for deleveraging. Moreover, 2017 was a year of two strategic investments aimed at expanding the footprint of our group. We strongly believe in the rationale for both the Netia and TV channel acquisition, and we intend to prove that this transaction creates additional value for our shareholders. As for our goals for 2018, we see a more optimistic outlook for the TV advertising market in 2018, and we intend to build our advertising revenue through maintaining stable viewership results. Growing in the number of sold services will be executed by continuing our successful multiplay strategy. As usual, we will strive to maintain high profitability and high cash generation provided by our business. New tasks will come with the finalizing of the acquisition of Netia. We are working now internally to prepare ourselves for this task. Fast synergies have been promised in the case of the TV channel acquisition, and I think we'll be able to deliver them soon. Now we are ready to answer your questions. Operator?
Thank you. We will now start question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our first question from Tomasz Krukowski, Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Tomasz Krukowski, Deutsche Bank. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have a couple of questions. The first one refers to profitability in 2018 and your comments, which I read earlier, that it's going to be very difficult to maintain EBITDA in 2018. So the question is whether this is because of the changes in the accounting regulations or this is because of the other pressures that you see in your business.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Basically, first of all, you know we don't publish our estimates as to the prognosis, but my comment about the EBITDA in 2018 was mainly due to the regulations of Roam Like at Home.
So it had nothing to do with the accounting changes?
No, I did comment on financial statements as they are without the accounting changes which will be implemented, but you will see both in our financial statements. You will see how the account would look like under the old accounting principles and how they would look like under the new accounting principles as far as IFRS 15 is concerned. This will be transparent as of the first quarter 2018.
Okay. So my impression is that the effect of Roam Like at Home regulation will gradually ease during the year. And on the other hand, you have quite good results in client acquisitions and also ad market is doing well. So I'm struggling to understand why you are so cautious on 2018 and its outlook.
Apart from Roam Like at Home, you have to remember that we have some more sport rights in 2018, and that will be also an increased cost.
Okay, I understand. And when it comes to wages, is it the area where you see intensified pressure this year?
We see intensified pressure as far as the wages are concerned, and You have to understand that it's basically not only our wages directly in our group, but it's also wages
in general,
in the companies which are giving us some services.
Understood. And my last question is regarding dividends. Would you share your thoughts about dividend which you are going to propose this year?
Yes, as far as dividend is concerned, I will be very happy to share my thoughts in June this year, once our board of directors will make up their mind, as each year we making the decision in June. Once we have the financial statements ready for approval by the general agreement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question from Vera Sutedia Erste. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. I would like to ask regarding the estimated impact of roaming like at home for 2018. How much do we expect for that on EBITDA? And the second question is related to your premium content. As you said, we're starting with the Champions League or European League in this second half. Can you share with us how you're going to monetize this, and we will see a big jump in your wholesale and advertising revenues, or where will we see the flow in terms of revenue? Thank you.
Good afternoon, Vera. As far as the Roam Like at Home and the sports impact is concerned in 2018, I would estimate it as 100 million negative impact for the whole, for both for the whole year. Actually, I'm sorry, we have a very bad connection. Would you be so kind and repeat your second question?
So the second question is regarding the TV content. If I'm not mistaken, you will have the Champions or European League in the second half of this year. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. We're going to have the sports content as of June, well, let's say July 2018.
Yeah, that means we should expect a high, or let's say, a jump in your advertising revenues and general wholesale revenues or subscriber revenues. I just wonder how you monetize this, where we will see the revenue growth.
That's what we have. We have obligation just to air one game on free-to-air channel, and the rest we can organize as we would like to have. So amortization of these rights are on monthly basis, in line when we just execute the project and the games are on air. So, but to be honest, in a couple of weeks we present our offer and what we would like to do with the Champions League rights and Europa League, and today we wouldn't like to tell more about the project. This is a fascinating project, and we would like to have this project as a pearl in our crown. So soon, in a couple of weeks, we present how we operate with Champions League and Europa League.
Okay, if I may, I just want to clarify the roaming like at home impact. Did you mean 100 million in total from 15th of June 2017 to 15th of June 2018, or 100 million for the whole 2018?
I said that Roam Like at Home, together with the increased cost of sports rights, will impact the whole 2018 in an amount of approximately 100 million.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Tomasz Krukowski. Please go ahead.
Thank you. one follow-up question. This is regarding competitive environment. I have noticed that you decreased attractiveness of your flagship fast smart dome product for the clients. So is it a reflection of the fact that the market is becoming less competitive, and how was it received by your clients?
Yes, you know, it's a natural process, what we mentioned a lot of time in the multiplay strategy, between acquisition of new customers, or we can say volume, and ARPU. And that's what we did in our new offers. It's like that, in fact, we make it more simple, and the Smart Dome offer is also more simple. So we've adjusted like single services just to market prices, and then on the top of it we have Smart Dome. And we believe our services and all elements in the services, mobile is very good service, LTE, mobile internet is really great, and our TV service is also very competitive on the market. So that's why we've decided just to go for more simple offers, and nowadays we've opened our whole database, it means all clients, for the Smart Dome offering. So now you can buy, for example, TV, internet and mobile for 60 zlotys per month, so three services, and two services you can buy for 40 zlotys. This is main difference in our offering, because previously we just offered Smart Dome starting from 40 zlotys first bill. So, and that's what we can say, we are doing quite well nowadays in terms of sales.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from James Brooks. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is James Brooks of Edinburgh Partners. Two questions, if I may. The first one would be regarding your CapEx guidance at a maximum of 10% of revenue. If you could just expand a little bit on what's included within that, whether there's the concession payments, what your CapEx on actual equipment, PPE, would be, and also can I ask about your expected financial expenses with your decreasing cost of debt. If you give me a rough guide for what your full-year financial expenses would be, that would be very helpful. Thanks.
Okay, as far as the CapEx guidance is concerned, we normally are asking everyone to model 10% annually, 10% CapEx to revenue. It doesn't include the spectrum. It includes the cost of hardware, the cost of transmitters. If we expanding one of the technologies, then we have the CapEx cost of transmitter. It also includes the cost of development of software, which we are now developing. This is the software that we're developing together with Huawei that will have significantly improve our sales capabilities as far as the offer for customers is concerned. So basically this is about CapEx, and the second question was interest cost. Interest cost didn't change, so as if you look at our interest cost at the moment, it's 3.3 on average. This is what will happen. The amendment of our financial agreement didn't change the cost of it.
There are financial expenses that are associated with amending the agreement?
Yes, there were small financial expenses associated with this agreement. In our terms, they were not material.
Okay, and can I just ask as well about your ongoing depreciation charges? Because as well as your customer relationship amortization coming down, you also mentioned there's some reduction in the depreciation of equipment. Is this something that we should expect to continue, given that you're investing a little bit below depreciation at the moment?
The amortization depends on the decrease in the future years depends also whether we'll have the spectrum of 800 or not, because we amortize this spectrum only until the end of this year, and I don't know whether we will prolong that or not.
Okay, and when it comes to your other physical, tangible assets, is there any change in the depreciation charge there expected?
No, there are no changes into our or in our ordinary course of business. We don't have any changes like that. I mean material changes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, and see you in the next quarter. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.